Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news, and we appreciate him taking time out of his schedule to join us. I'm talking about the mayor of Aurora, Aurora's first black mayor, Richard Irvin. Raised by a young single mom, grew up poor in Aurora, served in the Army during Operation Desert Storm, and then pursued business and law degrees, worked as a prosecutor, then went into private legal practice, served on Aurora City Council for a decade before being elected mayor in 2017. Mayor, thank you for joining us for Chicago's Afternoon News. How are you today?
My pleasure, Lisa. How are you doing? Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm well, Mayor Irvin. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there. Trying to keep my head above the water.
There are some pretty splashy commercials that we are seeing on TV that are well done. In one of those, what caught me off guard is when you said all lives matter. You know, that's a dog whistle for some people. So was that something you sat down and decided to say, or was it purposely put in the commercial?
Well, you know, the reality is that all lives do matter. All lives and all residents of the state of Illinois matter. And I feel that, you know, our current leadership is violating the people's trust. Yesterday, we had a sad day in the state of Illinois. You know, it came to the logical conclusion that many of us had thought for years that there was corruption that was plaguing our state. And it's been plaguing our state for decades. And J.B. Pritzker is right at the center of that corruption. You know, he was recruited by Mike Madigan, you know, and supported to make sure that he got across the line and became the next governor. As a matter of fact, in exchange for his support for Madigan, he gave $10 million to Madigan's criminal enterprise. And then he hired 35 people under the state of Illinois from Madigan's clout list. And he had a number of opportunities, you know, to rebuke Madigan. He didn't do it. He refused to. Even after ComEd, the company that was the center of this corruption, even pled guilty to bribery of Mike Madigan. Absolutely nothing.
Mayor, I certainly understand the why you'd want to talk about that, and it's certainly logical that you do. But back to Lisa's question, my notes say that in 2020 you were among those saying, you know, echoing the call that Black Lives Matter, and she points out that in your commercial you now say All Lives Matter, and I just wonder, I think Lisa did too, why the change in rhetoric?
Well, no. I think we all agree that Black lives matter, as well as white lives and Latino lives and Indian lives. Every life matters in the state of Illinois, and every life should be taken seriously by our leaders and our politicians. You know,
I get that, but responding to Black Lives Matter with All Lives Matter kind of derails the specific conversation about racism against black people. I mean, the phrase dismisses or ignores or denies those problems, and it kind of shuts it down. And as you know, many people identify it as a racist dog whistle, you know, pushback against Black Lives Matter in the movement, and you did support that at one time. So I just wondered why the change now.
No. I think you're incorrect. I didn't support the organization, but I supported the fact that every single life, including Black Lives Matter. This is United States of America. We got to start acting united. Now, listen, I grew up in low-income housing with a single teenage mother raising me and the projects with mostly African-Americans in the community. My whole family is African-American. You know, to say otherwise that Black Lives Matter would be against my own interest and my family's own interest, but we have to start making sure that we bring African-Americans into the fold with everyone else. So African-Americans have to be included in all lives. And when I served this country, you know, and went to war for this country, I went to war for every citizen of the United States, every resident of the state of Illinois. You know, when I became a prosecutor and I prosecuted and put people, you know, behind bars, drug dealers, gangbangers, wife beaters, you know, and shut down drug houses many times in black communities. I did that for every resident of the city of Aurora and of for Kane County and all the counties that I worked in. You know, all lives do matter. And it's important that people know that we should include African Americans in those all lives, as well as Asians and Indians and any other ethnic group.
This is Richard Irwin. He is the mayor of Aurora, and he is running to be our next governor. There are people downstate, of course, trying to portray you. In fact, Representative Bailey is one of those people saying that, you know, you're not really a Republican. And John Williams pointed out that it is tough because with the primaries, it's the person who leans the furthest right that usually gets through the primary, when in fact this state might actually support a Republican who was a little more moderate. Where do you put yourself on that scale?
Well, let me tell you, you know, as I travel around the state, you know, and I talk to, you know, folks throughout the state, north, south, east, and west, they tell me things that are important to them. Our crime is out of control in the state of Illinois under J.B. Pritzker. Taxes and spending is out of control under J.P. Pritzker. You know, corruption is clearly out of control under J.P. Pritzker. Those are the things that are concerned about. And those are the things that I have direct history and a record of dealing with. And in the city of Aurora, Illinois, you know, we reduced crime. You know, crime was a problem. We want to do that same thing for the state of Illinois. As mayor, you know, I've made sure I balance budgets every single year that I've been there and gave money back to the taxpayers. We want to do that same thing for the state of Illinois. We've fought against corruption and made sure that, you know, we actually looked out and earned the people's trust instead of violating and treat the people's trust like J.B. Pritzker and Mike Madigan. So, and I want to do that same thing for the state of Illinois.
Mayor, how do you get that message? And I would imagine the $20 million will help. But how is it that you get that message to Cairo and Metropolis and to southern Illinois, Effingham, wherever that where, you know, the deeper red parts of the state that might be looking at Darren Bailey and others? How do you get attention there and get that message sold to the downstate Republican voter?
I go there directly. I travel all throughout this state, and I speak directly to our residents. And I talk to them about the fact that I've actually got a record dealing with crime. I've got a record dealing with taxes and spending and making sure we protect folks' tax dollars. I've got a record fighting against corruption. Now, the other folks that run against me that you mentioned, you know, they'll say they'll do anything, but you got to take their word for it. When I tell you I'm going to do something, you don't have to take my word for it. All you got to do is look at my record. You got to look what I've already done. Look at my time, you know, as a prosecutor, working directly with the police, shoulder to shoulder and hand in hand, getting things done. Look at my time, you know, as mayor, you know, making sure that we bring economic development to the community, expand our, you know, our tax base and bring in more revenue to take the burden off of just the few. Look at my time as serving our community as a combat veteran, you know, that has fought, you know, and put my life on the line for this country and for my state and for my city. This is what I got to tell people. And I'll go throughout the state and tell them my story, and they'll see my heart, see my, where I'm coming from, and they'll see my record, and they'll recognize that I'm the best choice and that I'll be the one that will be able to beat J.B. Pritzker in the general in November.
This is Aurora Mayor Richard Irwin, a Republican candidate for governor, and thank you for joining us for Chicago's Afternoon News. So you mentioned J.B. Pritzker being in the pocket of Madigan and the $10 million, but obviously Ken Griffin, the richest man in the state of Illinois, is supporting your campaign and has already contributed $20 million, and there are people saying that he's going to contribute more. How do you differentiate one person being in the pocket of somebody when people might say you're in the pocket of this rich guy in Illinois?
Well, first of all, let's be clear. There is no comparison. Mike Madigan participated in a criminal enterprise, and he got money from J.B. Pritzker, $10 million, to continue that criminal enterprise. You know, so there is no comparison. As far as Ken Griffin is concerned, you know, he's, you know, I think everybody will agree that, you know, he's done great things for the state of Illinois. Just his business assets, and everything he's done for the community is philanthropic support for the state of Illinois. But he is one vote. He's one person. Now, I didn't buy into his vision. He bought into and believes in my vision. And that's why he's supporting me. And that's why I'll be getting support from a lot of folks that will be contributing to the campaign throughout the state of Illinois.
Is he offering more than money? I mean, are there advisors that have come with this, or different sorts of advice, or was it strictly a campaign contribution? I guess, is there more cooperation than just the funding?
Listen, you know, Ken Griffin, you know, I appreciate his support as I appreciate the support of anyone that'll donate, any folks that have donated to my campaign since I announced only a month and two weeks ago, a month and a half ago. And since then, we have created so much excitement in this race, and we've been traveling all throughout the state talking to our residents, and they tell us they want someone like me that can fight against the taxes and spending that's out of control, can fight against the crime that's out of control, fight against the corruption that's out of control. And based on my record, you know, I'm the best person to do that and the best person to be J.D. Pritzker when we get to the general. And
yeah, I understand you've made that point, but my question was, did the Citadel, the Griffin money, come with advisors, advice, any other cooperation, or was it strictly just the contribution?
Listen, as I said, any contribution that I've got, whether from Ken Griffin or anyone else, is because they believe
in you. Mr. Mayor, I understand that, and he clearly does believe in you. He's given you a lot of money, but I've asked my question a couple of times here. Is there anything more than just the check?
As I said, yeah, okay. I mean, I've answered it a number of times. You know,
I didn't hear the answer. Okay, so there's nothing other than the check.
They believe in my agenda. There are no strings to anything other than pushing forward the agenda of Richard Urban, taking the state to the next level, and returning us to the true land of Lincoln and putting pride back in Illinois.
And Mayor, if you are elected, what's job one, day one? What's your first thing on your list?
Well, there's a whole lot of things that we got to do. You know, this state has been turned upside down by J.B. Pritzker. So we've got to, you know, undo a lot of the problems that he's caused over the last 4 years. But one of the first things we got to do is assess where we're at, you know, where the state's at, and start to interject pride back in our state. And instead of these 100,000 people leaving as they have last year, we want to attract these people back to the state of Illinois, attract the businesses back to the state of Illinois, and grow substantially so we can start acting like we're the sixth largest state in the union and bring pride back to Illinois and the land of Lincoln once again.
Thank you so much for joining us. On Thursdays, just to show gratitude, we do a Thank You Thursday. So kick it off for us. Thank one person, whoever that might be, on our Thank You Thursday.
I want to thank law enforcement. That's not one person, but that's the people that get up every day and protect us, you know, in our communities, in our cities, in our state, to make sure that we're safe. So I want to thank law enforcement for everything they do.
Thank you so much for giving us your time today. Aurora Mayor Richard Urban, Republican candidate for Illinois governor. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Thank you, Mayor.
Steve's got your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.